So D-Day plus three, as we call it, that's when you then came to Normandy.
Yeah, I was one of the first out of the division. Much of the division came a little bit later, but I was one of the first ones, yeah.
Specifically then, how did you land on Utah Beach?
You land on the beach in a landing craft, which is one of these things that you've seen where the front goes down and you go charging off. It's an LCVP is what it's called, Landing Craft Vehicle Personnel.
Right, which is what they used on June 6th, and then the Germans were firing upon our troops and allies.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen on the day you landed.
No, the actual fighting on that day had moved inland a little bit. So it was not until we moved a little bit further inland that we came under really heavy fire.
The 5th Division, who was that commanded by?
General Leroy S. Irwin, I-R-W-I-N.
Did General Patton come into play here somewhere?
Yes, he did. But General Patton was part of this thing called Fortitude that I talked about. He was commanding this phantom army that didn't exist. And he didn't come to France until, I think it was sometime around the 1st of August. We were commanded by General Omar Bradley. When it developed that we had made a successful landing and that it was okay to bring the rest of the troops in, that's when General Patton took over, and we became part of the Third Army. And the Third Army is the one that raced across France. If you saw the movie, General Patton, I met him a couple times, a remarkable guy, was sure, of course, that he had been reincarnated. He had fought with Caesar, apparently, in North Africa, you know, and he'd fought with Lee at Gettysburg. When Shirley, my wonderful wife, and I went to see the movie Patton, and George Scott came up on the screen, I turned to Shirley and I said, that SOB did come back, you know. I thought that he'd been reincarnated. That was General Patton. That was a good portrayal.
Well, then you must have had a fair amount of conversation with him. Did he speak that to you, that he had been reincarnated? Because
no,
what?
Not to me,
okay.
No.
Oh,
I
you
was
said
the
you,
second lieutenant.
Okay. But you said that you were observing him from afar, then, is what you were doing.
It's an interesting little side light. I received some very minor wounds, and I was back at division headquarters, kind of as a liaison officer, till I got a little bit of my strength back. And he visited the division headquarters there. He and General Irwin were great friends. So I would stand on the perimeter and listen to him. I shouldn't have been, probably, but I was. You'd be interested in his conversation. Not all of it is reproducible. He had an amazing vocabulary. But anyway, I observed him from afar. And then later on, I got a medal from him. What was called a Silver Star. So I saw him on a couple occasions.
So he handed you the Silver Star.
Well, put it right on my breath.
Right. What was his physical appearance like?
He's a big man. Big man. Looked like a real football player, you know. And he loved the uniforms, and he dressed immaculately. When we were all lined up there, he came riding up in his command car with had a siren on it. He loved that kind of thing. Showmanship, I guess,
yeah,
isn't it? Or
right.
Ego, what is it? Whatever it is. It's remarkable. The thing came up, and here he came out of there. God, he looked like the guy that was in the movie. He really did. He's a beautiful guy.
You received the Silver Star.
Yeah.
Was that for the wounds? You said you were wounded.
Well, yeah, I was a couple times.
Tell us about how you sustained those wounds.
It was shrapnel. Do you know what that means?
Explain it to our audience.
Shrapnel come from a variety of sources. Shrapnel can come from a hand grenade. Shrapnel means little pieces of metal that have exploded with terrific force and tear the heck out of anything they come in contact with. It come from grenades. It can come from mortars. It can come from artillery. It come from bombs. These are little pieces of shrapnel. I think, I've never seen any statistics. Maybe the majority of wounds and deaths in the battlefield come from shrapnel rather than shooting a gun,
right.
Though some of that, too.
You did come under fire from the Germans.
Oh, yeah.
Was it a scene where bullets are coming at you and people around you are dying?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
And you had to wonder,
John, I am one of the luckiest men you'll ever interview.
Yeah.
Ever. Yeah. I was a second lieutenant when I went into Normandy. I'm one of the few officers that was still alive at the end of the war, you know, from my battalion. Infantry casualties were staggering, particularly among officers. We ran out of officers. That's why I got promoted. Really, truly, longevity.
Did you carry that with you through life, that thought that most of my comrades and leaders were dying, and here I'm alive today? Or it couldn't have been every day, but certainly had to come several times in a year, or certainly during anniversaries.
All the time. Oh, yeah. I hope a good Presbyterian. I go to church. I enjoy it. All of that. But still, you wonder. It goes through your mind, why me?
Yeah.
You wonder that.